flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. It is time for the 3-4-3, brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. Jason Longshort's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, but y'all know that by now. Three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. Let's start on the local side. Number one, Cooper Sanchez, player that you need to get to know when it comes to Atlanta United. He was called up to the U.S. U-17 national team for our upcoming CONCACAF competition. Cooper's part of the Atlanta United 2 roster, and he will be part of a qualifying tournament to get to the U-17 World Cup. Really talented young player, got a decent bit of experience in MLS Next Pro last season. A guy that we had the chance to profile on the SDH network, and one that I'll always remember Gonzalo Pineda saying that he expected Cooper to be a breakout player from the academy for the first team. So keep an eye on Cooper Sanchez. This might be one of the first big steps for him in his career. Number two on the local side, Aaron Walker. Signed a new contract with South Georgia Tormenta this week. The 34-year-old, he's going to take on the role of player coach this season for the USL League One side down in Statesboro. Aaron's from Woodstock originally. He started Oglethorpe University, led them to their first conference title. He's played professionally in Iceland. He's played professionally in multiple clubs around the United States. And I had the chance to talk to him today about this next step of going from, you know, playing at a high level. And he joined South Georgia Tormenta middle of last season, really enjoyed his time there, wanted to stay. And when the opportunity came up to start the coaching process, he had already started some of the courses. This is different. This is hands-on. This is being involved. It's a tough balancing act to be a player coach, but he's embracing it as they are in their preseason. They'll play Atlanta United 2 behind closed doors on Saturday in Marietta at the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta training ground. Check out more from my conversation with Aaron. It'll be posted tomorrow on the SDH network, wherever you get your podcasts. Number three on the local side, attention women coaches, Georgia Soccer and U.S. Club Soccer. They are hosting a women's only D-licensed coaching course in Loganville, Georgia, coming up. It's going to be online and in person, so you have to be able to do both. It'll run between March 11th and May 10th, so multiple days involved in this. Limited seats available. Register now in the learning.ussoccer.com portal. And if you don't have the prerequisites to get into this D license, you can start that process in that portal, learning.ussoccer.com. You'll see all the upcoming coaching courses. You can take the grassroots course if you're getting started and keep building up. But very cool that Georgia Soccer and U.S. Club Soccer are hosting a women's only D course in Loganville. Four headlines from around the world, part of the 3-4-3. Number one, Alphonso Davies, the Canadian wingback slash fullback, looked like he was going to go to Real Madrid at the end of this season when his contract was up with Bayern. Well, he's finally signed a new deal, and this was unexpected. Nobody really had him staying. He signed a deal through June of 2030. Everybody kind of took it for granted that he was going to go to Real Madrid. There's even talk that Real Madrid might pay a little transfer fee and bring him in now. Nope, he's going to stay at Bayern. Now, he might get sold at some point down the line, but Bayern will be able to at least make money out of that deal now that they've signed him to a new contract. Number two on the headlines, this one's an interesting one. Cristiano Ronaldo celebrating a birthday tomorrow. I'm celebrating a birthday tomorrow too, but you know, that's kind of cool. I'm not going to say anything like this. Cristiano Ronaldo said it. He was, I guess, speaking in Madrid. He's been talking a lot lately. He said that he's the best player ever. Just not even messing around, just flat out. He said, "I am the greatest scorer in history." This was with a Spanish television channel, La Sexta. "Although I'm not left-footed, I am in the top 10 in history for goals scored with the left foot." I don't know where that stat came from, but okay. "These are numbers." Sure, I guess. You didn't say any, but whatever. "I am the most complete player who has ever existed." He said this on TV. Really? "I play well with my head. I take good free kicks. I am fast. I am strong. I jump. I have never seen anyone better than me." That's Cristiano Ronaldo. He's an incredible player. Don't get me wrong. He's an incredible player, but wow. Somebody might want to get in his playlist on Spotify or Apple Music and send him, I don't know, "Humble" by Kendrick Lamar. Maybe. Maybe he needs to listen to that a little bit. Javier Mascherano was asked about Cristiano Ronaldo's comments. Mascherano, the new head coach at Inter Miami, he said, "I have a lot of respect for Cristiano, and I don't have to analyze his opinions. It's what he thinks. I have my own thoughts, and it isn't that." That's a really nice way to put it, Javier. I'm gonna leave it there before I get myself in trouble with the Ronaldo stands out there. But wow. Number three on the headline, Sergio Ramos. He's set to sign for Monterrey in Liga MX. He's been out of the game since the end of last season where he played with Sevilla. Ramos, a lot of Liverpool fans, not a big fan of Mr. Ramos after his injury on Mo Salah in a Champions League final. League's Cup could get a little more interesting with Sergio Ramos in it. Let's just put it that way. I will be thoroughly entertained if this all goes down and gets done. It sounds like it will. There was a medical done in Madrid. Could be announced at any point here. Sounds like it's going to be Sergio Ramos to Rayados Monterrey and Liga MX. Sergio Ramos in Liga MX will be must watch. I'm expecting multiple red cards before the season is over. Number four on the headlines, Manchester City. They are appalled after learning striker Khadija Bunny Shaw was subjected to racist and misogynist abuse following Sunday's Women's Super League loss to Arsenal. This is still happening. It is still ridiculous. And in this case, City confirmed that the content has been shared with the relevant authorities and an investigation is going to be held. Shaw, if you don't know her as a player, an amazing player, the Jamaican international, she's 28 years old. She decided not to share the messages publicly in order to avoid giving those individuals any publicity at all. And I like that approach. And I'm glad that Manchester City came out and spoke so strongly to defend their player. This sadly should not be happening still in 2025. Sadly, it's probably going to happen more in the short term. This needs to be, there's got to be an example made here. And I've said this multiple times when these things have come up. It's not that hard to track these things anymore and figure out who the person is. If they are Manchester City ticket holders, and I don't know the nature exactly of what happened here. Manchester City lost to Arsenal on the weekend. I don't know if it was Manchester City fans who made some of these comments. If they're Manchester City ticket holders or have bought tickets at all, they should be banned for life, flat out. I don't care. Manchester City should make that statement. If they're Arsenal fans, Arsenal should step up and do it. The Women's Super League should step up and do it. The FA in England should step up and do it. They shouldn't be buying tickets to any game. They shouldn't be going to men's games, women's games, no games. This is something that you have to deal with in that way. These people want to get some attention? Okay. Give them attention for being banned for life. See how that goes. Get it done. English FA, clubs involved, and Manchester City's defending their player here, and I'm really happy that they are. But this has got to get handled better and faster and more strongly. And I really hope that the Women's Super League, Manchester City, Arsenal, the FA, everyone involved in the game in England put their foot down on this one. They have to. They have to start doing that. All right. Three things that do make me smile about this game that I love so much instead of those idiots. Homecomings. And we got to experience one on Friday with Miguel Almiron back at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Can't wait to see it in real time in a real match. But just the craziness of all of this happening, like it for a long time, it looked like he was going to end up playing in Charlotte, which would have just felt wrong and weird and uncomfortable. I'm glad it didn't happen. Now, when I never expected to see him wearing an Atlanta United kit again, I just didn't see that happen. I thought he'd stay in Europe, come back and maybe play at Cerro Porteño in his homeland in Paraguay. I just never saw the opportunity, the window opening for him to come back and play for Atlanta United. It's amazing that it has happened. And I've had this conversation over a couple of different times with our friend Sam Crenshaw. The two of us really, outside of Kevin Willis for the Hawks, and to a much lesser extent, Tom Glavine and Phil Negro for the Braves, we couldn't think of an Atlanta sports star of any magnitude who played for Atlanta, left, and came back in this kind of way. And no disrespect to Kevin Willis, different stratosphere in terms of that stardom locally in his given sport, Miguel Almiron. Tom Glavine and Phil Negro, when they came back, it was at the end of their career. They weren't the same player. Miguel Almiron is just on the other side of his prime. It's a special thing. It shouldn't happen, and it has. It's all fallen into place, and just embrace it and love it. Number two, Kamen Togashi's goal in Birmingham. Togashi spoke to the media on Thursday before the game, and on Wednesday last week, it was really good to hear from him and get a little bit of a taste of his personality. This is a guy who spent the first 4 years of his life in the United States, grew up in Japan, has spent his whole life in Japan after those first 4 years. You know, he's trying to pick up English. He is an incredible hard worker on the field. I really like his personality on the field. And it was such a good goal. Such a good goal. You look at how he steps away from the ball and then goes and flies for it. Doesn't go for power, just places it in the far side netting. Great goal for Togashi. I'm really enjoying getting to know him and seeing his game. And number three, things that make me smile. Look, excitement. You should be smiling if you're a soccer fan in Atlanta right now. Your club locally just spent a whole lot of money to try to win trophies this year. You should be very happy about that. Get behind it. You know, like, again, it's no guarantee because everything can happen in a game. You can have injuries. You can have bad form. You can have bad luck. You can have calls go against you. All kinds of stuff can happen. But on paper, you try to give yourself every opportunity to win. Atlanta United has done that in 2025. It is going to be a fun season. And I think beyond just the talent, the way that this team is going to play, I think, is going to be a ton of fun. It's going to be up and down the field. It's going to be fast. You got speed all over this field. This is going to be a fun team. You should be excited, and you should be embracing that excitement. Thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. No broadcasts of preseason games coming up on 92.9 The Game. The games are down in Bradenton. Hopefully, we'll be able to pull some broadcasts together. Make sure you're following me at Longshoe on social media, and I'll keep you posted. Otherwise, I'll be back with Atlanta Soccer tonight, next Tuesday, 10 o'clock. Adios, everybody.